What the?
Oh, it's dark.
It's like the Blair Witch Project in there.
That's super
creepy. It's just a floating face.
You kind of see his neck, but nothing else.
Yeah. Well, this is how we live now.
Oh.
Hey, whoa. Let there be hey. Light.
Somebody turned the light. Apparently it's a light switch down the hall for this room as well. And then somebody keeps
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Heroes in Question. We had, at the end of the last episode, just arrived at Neverwinter. You haven't docked yet. You're still at sea. You're still out. You haven't made it to port, but you're effectively there. Like, there's nothing between you and the city except this one thing. as you guys get closer to the city, you actually get close enough. You can see its walls. You can see some of the buildings sticking up above it. And you can see the big old bay that the river dumps into, where most of the ships and stuff are generally docked and go in and out of. Yeah, I sent everybody a map in case you wanted to look at that on Slack. You can get it up on your phones. So the whole front of the bay is actually blocked off by a blockade of ships, and as you guys are out on deck, kind of taking in the scene, a hawk flies over from that direction and lands on the railing of your guys' ship. And you can see that there's a note attached to its leg. The first mate goes and retrieves the note and turns and reads it, goes over, talks to the captain, and says, bad news, boys. Doesn't look like we're docking in Neverwinter for a while. Apparently, something's happened, and all traffic in and out of the city has been suspended temporarily. If you need off the ship, he says, looking directly at Vicky, we can get you into a little rowboat and put you off on the shore to the north.
So, for what reason is it all closed down there, sir? You have a note over there. They don't just say, hey, by the way, dock is closed, no coming in today. They usually tell you why.
He turns the paper over to you, actually. It is unreasonably vague. It says pretty much exactly what he said.
No going into dock today. Sorry. What the hell is this ship?
I feel like they are hiding something from us right now.
He shrugs his shoulders. He looks confused as well. I mean, they're the last ship out of Luskin for the winter, and they've got a lot to trade, and they want to get in there, too. Everybody is kind of scratching their heads at this point.
Is everybody physically scratching their heads around like the whole ship?
And oh yeah, there's just, lice like, really everywhere. Confused? Yeah, everybody's really confused.
So that's new one on me.
Should we try and get into a boat like they suggested for Vicky and make our way that way? Because it's obvious we need to get to Neverwinter.
Can we hoist the flags to maybe get an envoy coming over? Hoist the signal flags.
All right, you guys. You suggest as much to the captain. He's just as confused as you are, so he's trying to get some more information too. He hoists up the flags, but no further answer is really incoming. And there's no way the ship's making it past the blockade. You see, nobody's coming out of the city either, though.
What about the colors on the flags? Are they just the standard Neverwinter colors?
Yes.
Just Neverwinter flags?
I think it's like blue with stars is Neverwinter, something like that. Field of blue with several stars all over it.
So it's like their own kind of navy almost. Like that's what equivalent, not necessarily a navy force, but...
It's official, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I suppose going to the rowboat, getting on land somewhere is probably best for... our little dwarvish friend back there. She's not looking so healthy these days. Yeah, I say we get in the boat, go on shore somewhere.
Well, this way also I was thinking if we signal and then they're like no one's allowed in at all, then we try and get in the boat, we can't feign that we didn't know. This way we can like, okay, well, we didn't know, and try and get where we need to go to find this.
K-Bell's pretty sure that with the way the blockade is set up, you wouldn't be sneaking by anyway. You would definitely be intercepted.
All right. K-Bell's
knowledge.
Into the robot we go.
All right. So they plop you down and have one of the ship's men row you out to a part where the main road kind of gets a little bit closer, and the rough edges of the cliffs along the sea there kind of go down into more of a beach area, and they let you off and say, thanks for all the help during the storm. I don't know what we would have done without you guys. Gods fare thee well.
And to you as well.
There was something mentioned about the reward for the work on the ships. There's a monetary compensation, I believe, was discussed. Yes?
This guy's just like a deckhand, and he just gives you a shrug and says, you'll have to take it up with the captain once we get into Neverwinter. I mean, we don't have the money with us. It was after we sold all our wares.
Those are some nice sandals you got.
No.
My boyfriend says no, so I guess onto the land we go.
All right.
You, best of luck to you, my friend.
All right. He waves you off and heads back out to the boat. You guys are not on a beach, not far from a road. You can actually still see the walls in Neverwinter, you know, about maybe a mile in the distance or so.
Okay.
All righty. Well, I say we start making our way over there.
Yeah, we'll see how close we can get before we're spotted. So this way we can just kind of find out maybe more about the situation.
Right, so Gable wants to kind of sneak up a little bit and then use a spyglass to watch the gates to see if anybody's going in or out, or if there's any sort of interaction with people that are trying to get in.
Okay.
What time of day is it?
You guys, I mean, at this point, late morning.
Okay. Just trying to see how sneaky we can be.
So, Caveheld, you pull out your spyglass and you look, and you can see that the gates, they are... You can actually, down the road, eventually see where the gates are, and you can see that they are guarded. They are very well manned, and nobody is coming in or out. The actual... everything is shut and locked down tight.
So, do I have any... any knowledge, perhaps, of the seedy underbelly of Neverwinter? Because thieves don't use the normal gates. Just saying.
I don't know if you would have Neverwinter, per se. I don't know if you've ever been there, other than maybe in port. But yeah, I think you told me in your backstory that you're pretty much raised in Luskin and then at sea. So.
Yeah. All right. Well. All right. Let's go up to the gates. Talk to some guards. That's my call on that one.
I don't care what we're doing as long as we get off these damn boats and ships and anything that isn't land.
We will, Vicky. And please try not to unload the contents of your stomach in the boat while we row up there.
Then shut your face and row.
You guys are off now. You guys are on the land.
We've been on land for a while. It might not feel like it to you because you're not feeling so good.
I'm still feeling like shit.
So try to wipe that up before we get to the gates. The guards will never let us in. You look like you got a little bit of the plague going. So
okay, so you guys get close enough that you hear people up say, "Halt! No one's coming in and out."
Yo, hold on, we were just inside. I don't know what happened. Now we're not inside
the club
anymore.
Defense.
I was just there. We were just inside. We walked out the other gate on accident, made a mistake, swung around back to the front. It's an honest mistake. We just go on inside now, talk to our friend Jeff. You know Jeff from the guard?
The guy looks to his buddy.
He's yay, you know, tallish, shortish fellow.
Kind of shakes his head and looks down and says, sorry, we're under orders. Nobody in or out. Citizens of Neverwinter as well. I don't know how long it's going to be. There's been an incident. You guys will just have to wait it out.
What kind of, I guess, malady has befallen the city that would cause you to basically quarantine it.
You see him up at the top. We kind of look at each other again, exchange a few whispers, and look back down. Unfortunately, that's not something we're at liberty to discuss right now. So,
well, hold on. We know about it. We just want to see if you maybe know about it. Because I'm beginning to suspect you're not real guards. So why don't you tell me what you know?
Vicky's shaking her head, looking at him like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What, do you guys know what you're doing?
He says, I'm sorry, guys. If we say anything, whether or not, it'll be our heads and our jobs. And we got families to support. There's nothing we can do. You're just going to have to wait it out.
Well, what if it's not me asking the question? What if it's, I'm gonna flourish a gold coin, my friend Emperor the 32nd of Tuskegee?
I hear they have good airmen.
Yeah, he definitely resists the will check. Although his eye catches on it, he says, I'm sorry. Really, it can make camp. You can wait it out. But until the investigation is over, nobody's coming in or out.
I'm going to say, Adric goes up and says, well, perhaps I could help. I'm a healer blessed by Chandralar. Yeah, if there's a malady, I could help.
Vicky's going to look toward the psst.
Yeah, you looking over there. Get on over here. They're not going to let you in anyway.
Oh, guys, I'm feeling sick to my stomach. I'm going to go throw up over there. And Vicky just runs off toward the psst.
Caleb just turns and walks off there because he doesn't think anybody was really paying that much attention to him on the wall anyway, aside from keeping him out. So he's going to just turn around and walk over to the guy like nothing else is going on.
Well, you don't see the guy yet, but he was making it very clear the direction he was calling from. And are you following suit, Adric, or are you staying at the with the guards?
Well, I guess I'll stay at the guards because I'm assuming I haven't, Kavell just kind of walked off. Did they notice Kavell walking off?
They could care less. They're trying to keep people from going in or out. They don't care if you walk away.
Okay, then I guess I'll follow because that's if they notice and they're trying to follow them, I was going to stay as a distraction.
Vicky's I'm going to yell up.
Vicky's like, Adric! Come here! Adric! Get the fuck over here!
I must go help my friend.
I'm gonna yell up at the guards and walking off. All right, but I'm gonna tell Jeff about this, and he's gonna be pissed at you. He's higher rank than you.
Yeah. So as you guys kind of head off the trail a little bit, out into kind of some thicker foliage and whatnot, a man kind of steps out into your guys' view. Wherever he was hiding, you can't really tell, but he was doing a really good job of it. But he steps out and says, so, you guys are looking to get into Neverwinter?
Maybe we are. What's it to you?
maybe we are. I'm sorry.
I swear to God, we all went to past 10th grade English, as far as I know.
He says, So, I was kind of locked out, and I really need to get back in the city. I know a way, but I could use a little help in doing so.
Yeah, I want to look this guy over, see if I get any feelings about this guy, whether he's being honest or dishonest, or...
I'll go ahead and roll insight.
Me too. I'm inspecting him,
That is a 19 plus... My insight's plus 7, so 26.
Oh, 11.
12.
All right. So, I mean, I would say that you don't really know what to think for Vicky and Adric, but Kveld, this guy's shady as all hell, but you can pretty much tell he's telling the truth about... I mean, he seems to be telling the truth about desperately wanting to get in to Neverwinter.
You're seriously yelling. Gets really loud.
Oh, so let's get a little explanation about this back way in, as you call it. Come on, I need some information before we say, hey, yeah, we'll go with you, shady fella. We're upstanding citizens around here. Trustworthy, honest, hardcore trader folks.
A thing you could tell us for starters, what is your name?
That's a good question. Yeah, good question.
The name's a bit personal, don't you think? We don't know each other yet.
My name's Vic Tennis. I've got balls of steel. Just tell me your name.
As she says, that's Vic Tennis. I am Gregory, and this is my shorter friend, Jonathan.
All right, go ahead.
We are traders from the far east reaches.
Do we have to roll deception?
Yes. You definitely have to roll deception.
Well, I did all the talking, so he doesn't really have to deceive anything. He just has to stand there.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm not being deceptive.
Well, I got a crit miss on that one, so that's a one. Hey, so I guess as I say it, I also change our names twice, two more times, while I'm talking to him and introducing us.
He likes, look, if you don't want to get in, you don't want to get in. I'll find another group of people to help me. And he kind of just waves and starts to walk away.
What about me? I was being honest and straightforward. Does he not respond to me?
He just didn't want to give his. Just throwing it out there.
Well, tell you what. You give us information about what we're going to go into. We don't need to know your name. You don't need to know ours, except for Vic Tennis, because obviously she just tells you names.
Vic Tennis is just going to push Kayvel down and say, hey, guy who doesn't want to give his name, I want to get into this damn city, and I'm interested. And my friend here, he's just full of a bunch of crap, but he's interested too.
I'm going to walk behind. You're making us sound desperate. You don't want to sound desperate in front of a shady fucker.
You're making it shady already. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, Vic Tennis is just thoroughly aware of what he did at the last town she showed up to. People are hating him, burning things down, kill Kayvel, all this stuff. So
you burn one little town to the ground, and all of a sudden, you're a terrible person.
Vicky gives him a look, like, just fucking stop it. I can't roll against him, but I want to just, like, look at him like, fucking stop it.
All right. So, my shady friend, as we were saying, we would like to get in there.
We would like to get in.
That goes with Kayvel's accent. He mixes up a lot of words. I don't know if you've not noticed that yet. There's a lot of words get twisted back and forth as he's talking. We do. Like common is not his first language. It's something that's not even in the books. So, as it stands, the answer to your question is yes, we would like to get in, but I don't like going in places where I could be dead without knowing that I could be dead first, and what the risks is. You understand?
He says, are you comfortable in sewers?
Yeah, actually, it's not so bad, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say comfortable, but sometimes the sewer is necessary.
I would be fine.
Well, see, we're all good for the sewers. What's in the sewers?
People.
Not where I'm from.
You see, as I mentioned, I'm from the inside of Neverwinter, and with whatever happened, I got locked out. And while I was away on business, and now that my business has ended, I need to get back in to conclude my business.
That's fair, businessman. I'm a businessman. You burn one little town down, people call you names.
You burned a town down?
That's neither here nor there, my friend. Neither here nor there. Anyway.
Actually, I think we're going to be great pals.
Me and my one good eye, we're up for going in. Yeah, let's go ahead and do this. You guys good for this?
On the way, you'll have to tell me about that eye.
But we must get inside.
All right. So he suggests that because you guys were seen at this gate and you don't really want to be seen heading towards this entrance that he's wanting to take you to, that you head back down the road as if you're leaving, kind of out of sight of the gate. And he indicates that he'll show you where this gate is. That way you can't get there without him.
Well, he's shady, but we do need to get in, so...
You're shady.
I say to go for it.
But we still follow you.
I am...
Girls, you're both pretty. Let's go. Let's move on.
So I think that this guy really takes a like to Kayveld as you guys are traveling along. You seem to be kind of a kindred spirit.
It's like his brother from another mother.
Or from the same. We don't know how his mother got around.
But as you guys are kind of watching the scenery, you're going through the woods, you can still see the wall kind of sticking up above the trees and through the trees in places. You pass kind of one guard outpost as you're going west across the land. And you see another guard outpost in the distance, but he kind of stops halfway between them and says, "All right, this way over here." And he kind of walks you to right up to the wall. There's nobody watching this section of it. It's too well built and too sheer to climb by any means. But you see a kind of a sideways grate kind of leading downward right at the base at almost an angle. And he goes, we've got to get in there. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's a good chance that there's going to be traps about. My associates tend to leave them around, and they have probably changed them since I was away on business. I won't be much help telling you exactly where they are. I only know where they were.
So, one question for you, my friend. Now, when you say your associates away for business, are you on the outs with these people? You just tell me right now. I don't care. But it matters on whether or not how dead I get when I go inside.
Yeah, you sound like you're full of crap. Why should we even take you with us?
I feel he's a good man. He knows what he's not lying.
That's a, not Nat, but that's a 20 on bluff for just saying, yeah, I was on business. It was totally official.
If you want to contest it, it'll be an insight. Person, so he kind of just, he goes with it. He trusts Kayveld's judgment for some reason.
I'm proficient in perception. Like
that's not. And, it would be an insight check to contest.
And I'm
bluff.
Also perceptive in insight. So, can I look at? Can I stare at him and try to figure out if he's full of shit?
Yeah,
because I feel like he's full of shit. So,
I'm gonna go ahead and do an insight check on that one too. I'm just casually listening to him.
Oh look.
No, I saw it beforehand.
That is an 18 plus 7. That's a, what, 20, 25.
Vicky's still off her game, but she's going to nudge Kayveld.
Yeah, so Vicky, you totally believe him that he was on legitimate business. That
it's a
he,
6.
That
I just
he has
sort
to
of
get into the
him.
Sewers for. Kayveld, you're not buying it, but he's not telling a different story.
Your business is your business. I just want to know if there's a lot of people going to be trying to kill us as we walk in. We're still going either way. I just need to know how fast or slow I am going as we go in. You know, you understand.
Well, that's the purpose of the traps. We don't watch it all the time.
Okay. He can come with us, but I'm walking behind him. I'm not going without him walking behind him.
But you're in full armor. There's
yeah, but I don't do traps.
That's
Vicky
fine.
Vicky doesn't know how to undo the traps. She knows how to undo people's faces.
That's fair. She's probably good at it too, my friend.
Well, the first test is going to be getting into this grate. He goes over and kind of yanks on it a little bit. And he's going, it's not budging.
Well, I'm super strong.
So you just want to yank on it?
I want to go over and, well, first I'm going to look at Kayveld and say, Kayveld, can you look and see if there's traps? And if not, I'm going to grab it with two hands and yank it.
I can help you with that. I'm pretty strong myself.
As masculine as I am, that doesn't hurt my feelings any. So I am comfortable in my masculinity. So yeah, I'll go ahead and check it for traps.
All right. So you get up close, look it over, drop me a perception check just to, you know, feel the parts with your fingers and look at it closely.
It's a 13 total.
All right. You can be, I mean, to your knowledge, there doesn't seem to be anything other than a heavy grate in your way.
100% good to go. I am so certain of this.
All right, Edric, let's get all dwarvy on it and rip this sucker open.
So what kind of check are we rolling, Cody?
Just strength. Strength, raw strength.
Strength?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, 21.
21 for me as well.
Nice.
I'm super strong.
It's going to be strength, but that's fine. You guys, between the two of you, you definitely have it.
Sorry.
So you guys get there together. Each of you grab one side of it, and you just kind of pull and hear rust kind of creaking and shaking it off and cracking. And all of a sudden, it just gives and swings wide open. Vicky, give me a quick strength saving throw. Because that's swinging your way.
Oh, fuck. That's a 1 But with my strength saving throw.
Yeah, it's 9.
It's a 9.
Yeah. So you are on the end that's swinging open, and with the strength that both of you kind of pulled on it with, you kind of get stuck behind it, and you manage to get out of the way real quick, but you don't really stop it from clanging really loud against the side of the wall.
I mean, in debate-wise, if I stumble, isn't it going to hit my body and my body...
It wasn't a stumble. I'm sorry. The strength says you need to stop it from going before it hits anything.
How about if I stroke your leg? Did it stop it?
No. Doesn't work when I try it either.
She has an advantage over the rest of us. Yeah.
It would have worked if Dustin did it.
But yeah, there was a big clang.
I got soft hands.
And you see... You see this guy that's with you, he still knows his name, obviously, just kind of cringe a little bit. And, you know, well, great start.
All right, my shady friend. That's what we're going to call you because you didn't give us a name. After you, Shades.
He says, Shades. Not quite like that.
Well, that's what I do. Give good names.
Okay, so what's he doing?
Shades backs up and goes, after you. After you.
I think I have a torch or something like that in my pack. I could, and I know the cantrip light. Is it fairly dark in this?
Yes. It is awfully dark.
I can do that and I can lead the way. I don't know. I don't know if that's smart for me.
I've got a Blaine pin. If you've got light and can cast it onto an item.
Yep, I can do that.
All right, put on the Blaine pin. I'll go up front. I'll pretend it's a torch.
Yeah, I think we should have Kevid go in the front because he... knows the traps.
No, yeah, I started to think about that as well. So
he's
I'm
like
going to use
spider.
Light on Kveld's pin.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and go in, but as I get to the entrance, I want to look down the tunnel with my spyglass to see if there's any magic, because it's got true sight on there. So.
Nope. It's a tunnel, as far as you can tell, to the end where you can see, well, you can't see because it's pitch black beyond the light. But it's beyond the limits of your light.
Okie dokie. In we go. I'm going to go ahead and go in and just be cautious as I go, watching out for strings and whatever else that could be, well, kill me.
All right. Adric, are you going next? Because he's still kind of standing back, like after you.
Yeah, I'll go next, and that way, Vicky, you can follow behind him.
Shades, you can go in front of me, or you don't go at all. She's intimidating. She's been like in front of me.
He sighs. He doesn't seem very intimidated, but he sighs and he goes in behind Adric. While you guys are going into this initial stretch of the sewers, he pipes up and says, "So, which way are you headed?"
What do you mean?
Into
which
town,
way?
I thought. What way are you headed? I thought we was all going into town. You lied to me.
The sewers are. All over on the underside of Neverwinter. Well, I mean, which way are you going? Where Neverwinter do you need to go?
Oh, where are we
need to
going?
Get to the harbor. We need to get to the harbor on this side. Because it turns out, outside the harbor, can't get into it. Gotta go from the inside.
And after that, we can split ways.
Yeah, thinks it over and nods a bit and says, "All right, we'll see what we can do to get you there. After all, you did get me back into the city, which I am forever grateful. Here we go." And you guys walk a little bit, really not really encountering anything until you reach a T in the tunnel. And you're in kind of a bigger area. Like, this section of sewer is actually quite large. Like, you guys could walk probably 3 side to side. Plenty of headroom. It's definitely a main channel.
Which way there, Shades?
It's just for the harbor, you said, right?
Well, that's what I'm looking for.
2 ways under the river, and the way to the harbor is on the south side of the city, so we will want to take a right.
Is there a woods that we have to go through?
Oh, I'm going to go that way, and once again, being super cautious, looking for crap along the walls.
Under the river, through the woods. Is there also grandma's house that we have to go through?
Oh, I was not getting that. I'm going, what is he talking about?
Adric likes bad puns.
So So we go that way. I'm very cautious.
Okay. As you walk in, you keeping that light out in front of you, I take it on your belaying pin. You come up a little ways to walk in. There's a smaller passage off to the right. And it's like a step up from where you are too. Like it's not on the same level. And it keeps going straight.
I have dark vision. Can I see through that tunnel? Do I notice anything different than the tunnel we're in?
It's kind of a straight shot back a ways beyond your vision, kind of a slope down. And then ahead of you on the same straight path, there seems to be light up ahead.
So going up ahead still, yes?
Yeah. Ahead is the way we go.
Okie dokie. Gail's happy-go-lucky, just going slow.
Can I do a insight check on him to see if he's leading us, if I feel like he might be lying and leading us into a trap?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You guys are so distrustful.
I wonder why. Ooh, that's a nat one, ladies and gentlemen. So that's a six.
I also want to see
you've
if he's
rolled
lying.
Your insight on him. You're
why
can't
I? Why
can't
I? Well, now I'm looking at his rear. Maybe you know. Maybe I
she's
see.
Admiring it.
Maybe I see that he's full of it.
Your general demeanor of him is, you can't tell that he's doing anything wrong.
Okay.
It's been way too soon that you've tried to incite him. It's not a magic.
Well, because I saw Adric staring at him, it made me suspicious again.
Well, Adric didn't really give him the once over before, so.
And I've already got kind of a feel for him, so I think at this point in time, then if she doesn't have any idea what's going on, I've already got a feel for him to the extent that I look back at him, I can know whether or not he's being sneaky at the moment.
All right, well, whatever. I can beat the shit out of him if I need to.
That's the spirit!
So there's a bit of light ahead, and as you approach, the light is actually from a grate in the sewer above you that leads directly up to daylight. And you're at kind of a Y, if you will. Part of the tunnel goes to your right, and part of it goes to the left, but not a full T. Kind of forward right and forward left.
Okay.
And if you're looking at your maps, I've been trying to describe it, that if you look at your maps, you can hopefully have a little bit of an inkling where you might be.
No idea. but that's okay.
I'll be honest, I'm relying on the fellow that's leading us through to tell us where we're going.
All right. He looks both ways, puts his hand to his chin, and you hear him mutter under his breath, "Oh, it's been a little while. Which direction are we facing again?" He spins around in a circle and ends up pointing to the left-hand tunnel. And kind of shakes his finger a bit and goes, "Oh, this way."
Yeah, I'm gonna look him over real quick and see if I feel like he actually knows the way where we're going or not.
Okay, do I get to that spinning around? Let me see. Do I get to be like, "Are you sure you know what you're doing?"
Yeah, you can say that.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
It's been a little while, but yeah, I know where we're going.
Well, you know better than I do, so I say we just keep going.
I think we should advance, but cautiously, especially not being 100% sure on what direction we're moving in.
Do you need a smack on your head to remember better?
Yes, as much as I appreciate the offer, that'll be quite fine, thank you.
Is he British?
He's Neverwinterese.
Apparently, they've got about four different accents all
rolled
together.
It's a big melting pot. There's accents everywhere. It's not going to be anything that can necessarily be pinpointed all the time. Kind of like K-Veld's.
Exactly.
I still may think K-Veld sounds like Borat sometimes.
So, he says, it'll be this way. And I think there'll be another left that we're going to have to take shortly.
Yeah, fair enough. Off we go.
Okay, Vicky is no idea. She's real. I mean, seriously, I'm just not sure about this guy. I just want to, like, leap on him and throw him down and hold my not the blade, but the actual handles, like to his throat and say, who does number two work for?
All right. Well, if you really want to do this, you're going to have to make like a surprise attack.
I really want to like leap on him and say, you better be straight with me right now.
It'll have to be like an attack roll to actually hit him, but do it with advantage because he's not expecting it. And then it'll be a strength roll to pin him.
Okay.
If you hit.
I think you're taking living in the dark ages a little too seriously.
What is this for? What
attack.
What do you mean attack? What do I use for attack?
I mean, it'll probably be that.
So 20, non-natural for attack.
So you definitely leap up to his back and go ahead and roll strength to bring him down and pin him.
18 plus...
He gets to contest that.
Plus 5.
You win. I mean, I'm same role, but you're definitely stronger.
Okay.
All right. So he kind of... It actually takes you a little more than you expect. You thought he'd go down a lot easier. But he stumbles a bit first. You kind of like piggyback riding him, and then he kind of falls and twists as he does, so you can end up on the side of him, and you put your weapon right like you explained over his throat, and you've got him pinned there. He's like, we thought we were all friends here.
Listen, Shades, things don't smell right here. You tell us where we're going or I'm going to slit your throat.
He looks at
Caleb. We're in the sewer. Come on, just give the guy a little bit of a break, yeah?
Give him seems like nice something guy to doesn't me. Feel right.
No, let's not do anything hasty.
Then he looks over towards Caleb and he goes, I've been giving you directions. What's wrong here?
Well, not sure, but she's stronger than me too, my friend, so we're going to have to talk it out with her that way.
Edric, you know that I don't like to seem so sketchy, but this guy, something's going on. We need more answers.
I definitely agree, but we must be careful and not do anything we will regret later on.
We're in under the city. Who cares? We'll find it our damn selves.
The gods can see us no matter where we are.
The gods know this guy is full of crap.
Hey, there's lots of folks full of crap around here, so let's not be so hasty in the judgments, eh?
You want to let me go, then let me go. Well, you can be on your way. You've been honestly very unpleasant.
She gets that way sometimes. You get used to it. It'll be all right, my friend. Yeah, let's not be so hasty with the leaving, because Cable's kind of the same way. He kind of likes this guy.
So I just want to know if he's being deceptive. Is he telling us the truth? I mean, that's what I want
to
know.
He keeps telling you. Yeah, of course, I'm taking you to the right spot. Why would I lie?
Because it just feels wrong. I'm a dwarf.
You don't trust him.
We're used to tunnels and things, and no matter how long it's been since we were up and down, then we remember.
Yeah, he's not a dwarf, man. He's just a regular guy.
No, he's not a dwarf. That's why he's on the ground right now with my whip in his throat.
So don't trust him. So maybe trust old Kayvel a little bit. Let me tell you, he's not being intentionally lying about these things.
All right, Kayvel, but this is on you.
Okay.
All right,
let's let our friend Shades up now.
I'm gonna let him up, but I'm also gonna like stare at him. I'm just gonna glare at him like I'm on to you, you skinny dude.
Yeah. Kayvel's gonna help him up and kind of give him a dust off, give him a kind of shrug like. Yeah, she does it to a lot of folks. First time we met, I was in my underpants 5 minutes tied up and lots of dwarves around me. Let me tell you, long story short, it was a bad day.
It means she likes you.
We're friends now. You should see her friend with the beard. Yeah. She had a thing for me.
He pats you on the back and says, you got class. I like you.
That's what I always keep trying to tell them. They don't believe me. Had a wagon and everything. It was good times.
I don't care about class. I never had any. I never want any.
As he stands back up, he kind of turns around again and goes, Blast, which direction were we walking?
Wait, seriously? What is this guy, have short-term memory loss?
He just knocked me down. I don't know which direction I'm facing when I stand up.
Are we forward? I say we keep following the same direction we've been in.
Yeah, which direction was that, though, friend?
Well, I assume like wherever Kayvel is. Was coming from, I can tell that's where we were going, because he was out in front.
Right. Hugh, the fiery little woman, why don't you walk that way just a bit? You don't have to leave our sight. See if you see that light that was above us. And I'll wait here with everybody else, so you know that I'm not skedaddling.
Edric, you watch him. Watch him close. I'm gonna wander just a little bit a ways. I need to look.
So you walk the way that he assumes is backwards, and with your dwarven vision, you don't even have to go that far before you see the light kind of start to light up again. So it seems pretty clear that was where we came from.
That's where we came from. Now get your shit together.
Yeah, all right, that gives me good. That gives me just enough to go off of. All right, we'll walk this way, and he leads you forward a little bit. You reach another T, but it's straight and left. And to go straight is another one of those smaller passages that's kind of lifted up off the ground like it's supposed to be dumped into. And going left is the main channel area again. He goes, believe that, as I said before, we go left to stay in the main channel. But of course, that is... It's more likely that we will encounter my associates or some other, nasty down here.
I'm nasty.
Or we can go straight through these smaller tunnels and try to avoid some of that. But it's a bit of a tighter fit, a bit off the beaten path, if you will.
How many of your associates should we expect to encounter?
I wouldn't know. Just if they're, if they're about. My associates, they are a ways away, if you will. But we use these as quick ways to get around the city. It's quite convenient. We don't have to muddle about in the throngs of people up above.
Vicky squints her eyes at him and holds up like the quotes, like, associates, huh?
Oh, of course.
So put my hand on. And I'm Vicky's shoulder real quick and kind of whisper here. The associates don't like him. So we don't want to find them.
Vicky's just going to smile at K-Veld like, yes.
Do we want to risk in the side tunnels and get lost and then take longer to reach our objective?
I'm fine meeting the associates. I want to hit something.
I'm just saying it's a broader path of travel and it's more likely. There's no guarantee and I hope not. They weren't expecting me quite yet. But it's all right. It's all right. It'll smooth it over.
So we go this associate's path, Vicky. I'm gonna go ahead, give you this lamp. I'm gonna stay back here with Shades, keep an eye on him. He's slippery devil and all. Why don't you go ahead?
You know me so well.
You want to go that way? I'm gonna go try to hand off the blame pin with the lamp on the top of it to her.
Okay, Vicky's full of adrenaline at this point. She doesn't trust this guy. She just wants to hit something skinny. So she'll walk in the front. Assuming she's going to go with the fact that K-Veld will watch this guy.
Yeah. Gil's going to walk on back, pat the guy on the shoulder. Be walking with him instead.
You should want to pat him on the butt because it sounds
like
that.
But he's going to keep an eye on him though. So okay. He still doesn't completely trust this guy. So he's not going to just take his eyes off.
I'm going to look at K-Veld. I'm trusting you. I don't trust him. I don't really trust you, but I trust you more than him. Damn humans. Come on, Edric. Let's go.
Edric pulls out his warhammer and follows Vicky just in case.
So I've got my weapon in my one hand and then I've got that light stick in the other. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's a Blaine pin, so it can be used as a club. It is, in fact, a weapon.
Okay, so
it's a one-handed club.
Okay. So you kind of start to walk down a little bit, and with that belaying pin in front of you, go ahead and roll perception real quick. Actually, I would just use your passive, but you are actively looking, you said. All right, it's all right. Your passive definitely beats it. You see a glint along the length of the floor in front of you. About shin height and very thin.
I'm going to do that cool military thing where I turn around and make hand signals. And everybody who knows it means, hold on, there's a trap.
Shades looks to K-Veld and goes, oi, what's she doing now?
So I'm gonna signal in thieves can't, like, trap.
He replies, actually, affirmative in the same thing.
Of course he does.
Well, you don't know what's going on.
No, I'm sorry, you're right, that was me. Of course he does. So I'm not adept with these things. Is it like a little wire I can step over? Can I see it well enough for that?
Yes. As upon closer inspection, it does appear to be a wire about shin height.
Okay. My shins or human shins? Whose shins are we talking about?
I'd say between mid shin and knee for you.
So it's something I could just step over?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to just carefully step over it.
All right. So you lift your leg, kind of step over to the other side. When you put your foot down on the other side, make a dexterity saving throw.
I knew you were up to something, husband. 17.
All right. So
nice one.
With you touch down, you feel some shifting under your feet, and you pull your foot back real fast to the other side.
Okay, I'm going to turn around and quietly. Guys, there's a trap on the other side of this trap. I don't know how to disarm it. Hey, sketchy shades or sketchy Kvild, come fix it.
Sketchy McSketcherton.
I just gotta go ahead. I'm gonna move forward. See about trying to figure out this trap.
I'm gonna watch him. The sketch. The shades. I'm gonna watch right. Shades.
So with it being pointed out, you don't need to do perception to find it. You pretty much know it's there. So it would be an investigation check is what you'd need to roll to really, you know, check this thing out.
All right. So that's 12 plus 0.
Okay. So what are you looking at first?
I'm looking at the wire first.
Okay. So you kind of get down close. You kind of follow the wire to the walls and on either side. And do you have a light source? Do you take that Belaine pan back?
Oh, she's got it. She's right on the other, she's right there next to me, isn't she?
Yeah, but I mean, you want some, like, somebody holding a flashlight. You want it where you want to see, right?
It's 20 right. feet of bright light, so it's covering. As long as she's like pretty close to him, it's gonna cover a good distance.
Yeah, but think of like you don't want your shadows trying to go over the way in the middle of it. I was just wondering if you take it back for a sec. That's all.
Oh yeah, if I'm trying to figure out what's going on here, yeah, I'll grab it for a second or have her. Point to have her lower it down where I can see better.
Okay.
I would assume that I just kind of hand it to him, though, because I'm keeping my eyes on shades. That would be the logical thing. I'm just going to kind of like reach it that direction and wave it in his face.
What you see, you kind of follow the string to the side. You see it kind of go through kind of a small like loop into the wall. And you kind of trace your fingers up, and there's some holes in the wall right above where that string is. And you follow it to the other side, and you see the same thing on the other side, only at a differently spaced interval. All
right, so looking at those holes, can I see where a projectile coming out of said holes would reach?
It would go straight across the sewer to the other side, right in line with that wire.
All right, I want to carefully tie, I believe I do. Yeah, I've got twine. We'll carefully tie a piece of twine off to that wire so I can trigger from back a safer distance.
All right. So you, you're doing this pretty carefully, I assume, right? You're not wanting to just...
Very carefully.
Can give me a sleight of hand.
That's a 9 plus 3, so 12.
I think that you're sweating a bit and you tugged it a little too hard, harder than you expect. It did not go
That's
off.
That's a problem.
It did not go off, but it definitely made you a little nervous. But you got that string tied a little bit around it, and you're able to back off, and you just kind of have the trigger, if you will, in your hand.
So I'm going to look at shades first and be like, so I think this is just Arrow Darty trap, but you know anything about this, my friend?
He looks at you and goes, oh, an Arrow Darty trap. Yep, I think that you're patted about right.
That's what I thought. You and me, we're clever guys. Okay. Stand back. Everybody stand back and pull on the twine.
And just as you expect, some darts fly across the way, scatter on the other side, and fall to the ground harmlessly.
All right.
An arrow darty trap.
That's a technical term. If you've been in the business, you'd understand the technical terms we use.
All right, I guess I'll take the light back and continue very carefully on.
All right.
Chip, what about that trap that was in front of this trap you said?
Well, that was the trap in front of the trap. The first trap was the
floor trap,
wire.
Yeah.
No, but then the...
When she stepped over the wire, she felt movement under her foot.
So you said when you stepped over it and you... So did you nudge it? Is that what we're trying to imply? Or is it just saying there's another trap?
There's movement under my foot.
Yeah, so I think we should still investigate that before we move on, because we don't know if that's the only trigger.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So I'm going to take the light back from her, crawl forward, and see what I can figure out with that next trap that seems to be right in front of us.
All right. So you, what do you do? I mean, how do you investigate? Like, what are you?
It's going to slide up under the ground real close to it and kind of start feeling the different footfall areas that you could have right there to see which ones are loose, which one seems solid. Just gently, Indiana Jones style, gently messing around with it.
It seems like, except for a couple thin spots on either side, the whole floor kind of pushes down slightly in the middle, say like the middle 10 feet. Then you have like 2.5 feet on either side that it seems pretty solid, but you can actually see like a crease when you do it. Like it's not fully attached.
Could pull out the... I want to pull out my spyglass real quick and look to see if there's any magic around it.
All right, you take a look, and there's definitely no magic.
All right, so I also have Yeti horns. I'm going to pull out a set of Yeti horns and throw them. I'm going to kind of huck it onto the next, like, with some force onto the solid steps to see if there's anything bad that happens when I do it.
No, on either side, when you do that, nothing happens. It seems like just like the middle 10 feet.
Okay, I'm going to gingerly step out there onto that first step. Go, hey, you follow me, put your feet exactly where I put my feet.
That sounds like a plan. I'll follow forward just because, Vicky, we need you to be safe and keep an eye on the sketchy fella. So I will, I'll follow behind Cable.
So he's good. I'm gonna put those Yeti horns away and pull out my crowbar and just be tapping on the bricks in front of me before I set my foot down to see how it goes.
All right. As you walk, you're able to continue just fine, staying on that side. Are you testing the middle at all still too, or
I'm touching in front of me as I go along, and if it feels wobbly, I'll touch the ones around it so I can just kind of. I'm just trying to figure out exactly where I should put my foot next. So if it seems solid in front of me, that's where I slide up to.
Yeah, going along the sides of the sewer, it seems solid the whole way that you can tell. You haven't ran into... You've gone several feet. You haven't ran into anything else.
All right, then I'm going to get a few feet up ahead then. I'm going to start tapping on the stuff that was loose back on the other side. Just, I mean,
that kind of middle 10 feet.
In that general area to try to see if it's solid, solidifies the rest of the way across.
Okay. So as you make it about 10 feet down, it does seem to solidify a little bit. As you go a little further, you seem to see it start dipping in the other direction. And Adric, if you're looking down too, you can actually see where you guys are going to step, that 10 feet start to rise when he taps it, just a little bit, when he pushes down.
So when he pushes down, the floor is rising up? On
your
side?
Yeah. Best way I can describe it to you guys is imagine a teeter-totter. He's on the other side of the teeter-totter now.
Oh. So Adric goes to Kayveld saying, Kayveld, hold a moment. Something here is wrong with this floor.
Yeah. Okie dokie. I wait a second.
You notice that you are lower than I am now.
Oh, he's not. He's on the side.
Oh.
Yeah. Imagine a teeter-totter's that 10-foot-wide strip in the middle I was talking about, and if he went down the side and pushed on the other side of the teeter-totter, his end goes down and your end comes up.
Well, I was falling behind him. That's what I thought was...
Oh, were you on the side? I'm sorry. I thought that you were back. I didn't know you actually walked out.
Yeah, we were falling behind him in the on his steps.
Okay. Well, you can see, if you look back, you can see that that's what's happening. I think it's fairly obvious at this point.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I'm going to keep tapping around and figuring out where I should step next. That's not so shady.
You see, as you're doing that, you eventually get to a spot, as you're following, where it seems solid, on both sides of you now, both in front of you and to the side, where you're no longer depressing the floor.
It's a happy floor now.
It's a happy floor now.
All right, so he's gonna still move forward cautiously, but he's not gonna. If it seems solid, he's gonna stop tapping on every brick in front of him to save time, make it faster.
It definitely does seem more solid. All congratulations, right. You've solved my "it isn't a tripwire" trap.
All right, we seem pretty good, and I'm gonna go, Vicky. You want to take back over now? You seem to see the little wires better than me. My eyes, human eyes, you know, weak little things and such.
Okay. And she describes the light thing.
All right. So as you guys continue walking down this pathway, you reach another intersection that goes both straight and right this time. The straight way is like before, the smaller tunnel that kind of raises up, like it shoots out into this one, and the right continues with the main corridor. Shades kind of pipes up, goes, basically the same options as before. If we stay in the main corridor, we have just more of a chance of encountering, stuff like that. if we go this route, we can probably circumvent it. Might take a little longer, but it might be a little, it's just scary. There's spiders and stuff, and I didn't really care for that.
Hell no.
Are you scared of spiders, Shades?
Little creepy crawlies. They make my skin crawl.
They scare you? Let's go the way of the spiders, guys.
Nah, wait a minute. No. Are you sure? How far are we from the harbor where we need to be, my friend?
He turns back and forth a little bit, and he goes, I believe we are just east of the lake.
So I believe we should keep going straight.
Going straight is going to lead you east, further east. I think the harbor, we want to turn right and go south, but if we go straight, we'll also end up turning south. We can go either way. It's just a matter of...
spiders or traps?
Yeah, exactly. See, this is why we get along.
Let's go the way of the spiders. Let's go. Come on. Spiders, okay. I can handle. Traps, I don't know.
Gable's game for whatever she's got going on there. He's going to let her go and take it.
All right, we're going to go spiders.
All right. So you take a moment. It's not tough, so there's no roll involved, but you kind of climb up into this kind of smaller tunnel. It's you can stand up in it, Vicky, also you, Adric. Kayveld and Shades kind of have to crouch a little bit.
I'm going to turn around and go, humans, and then keep walking.
And it is... I mean, it's been pretty dark all the way through, but here it's also kind of, enclosed a little bit. And there's definitely cobwebs through your face. There's just a lot of just detritus in the ground. It's a little sloppy here as you're walking.
It's like the floor is sloppy?
Yeah, you're in a sewer.
Oh, okay.
It's mushy. Wait, the floor is mushy with like what? But it's fine if it's just that.
If it's just human feces, right. anyway, it's pretty gross. The smell is pretty stagnant and not great. Give me a perception check, whoever's in front.
I'm in front. Wait, is this passive perception or perception?
Passive is always your lowest, so if you roll under that, it just goes to passive.
Perception, that gives me 10, but I believe my passive is higher than that.
Your pass
should
is
be
14.
Like 14.
Yeah.
Should I put that right here? Should I write that in?
Yes.
Okay.
There's some skittering in front of you on the ground level. Nothing that you don't think you could squash with your boot, but
okay. In that case, I'm gonna just start stomping a little bit to squish the skitterers as I walk. And I'm going to sing a song. Squishing the skitterers in piles of shit. Squishing the skitterers in piles of shit.
Oh, that's good. As you kind of begin to sing and stomp, everybody go ahead and roll a perception check.
14 because of passive.
What the wrong with my dice?
16 plus 4, so 20.
All right. So, Vicky and Adric, I don't know. You're a dwarf too. You're probably getting into that music she's singing, and she's into it herself. So you guys don't really notice much. But Adric, on the little webs and stuff like that you kind of see up ahead that you guys are walking into from the light, they kind of shimmer. You see them start to rattle and shake a bit ahead of you, not even where you're at yet.
Adric does or Kayvale does?
Kayvale does. He's the one that noticed it. Sorry, Adric. I'm doing it again. I failed.
Beautiful music, Vicky, but hey, slow down a little bit. Something's coming on down that web.
Okay, I'm going to stop. And all of a sudden, listen and grip my weapon.
Yeah, Adric has his shield and warhammer out as well.
Shades is just kind of hanging out back next to Kayvale, not really doing anything, but crouching a little bit.
I was like, he's probably holding on to him.
He is. He's got a hand on your shoulder and like saying, don't worry, we can get over it. It's just spiders. you see those that webbing kind of start to move even more. And when you guys stop to get quiet, it stopped too.
Vicky can see the webbing, you said?
You can now that it's been called out.
So what I want to do is take the little stick light thing and throw it to stick in the webbing in the direction I heard it.
Okay.
That's my pin!
We'll get it back. Shut up!
All right. As you do that...
Or we'll make another one. Whatever.
I only got the one club.
You see, as you do that...
Well, after she throws a light real quick, though, I do, in fact, still have another hooded lantern. I had two before. he's going to go ahead and pull that out and just strike that off so he has a light behind her.
All right. So as that lands, you see just in the blink of an eye, as if they were expecting it, you see two exceptionally large spiders dart out from the passage ahead and swarm that light. And with that hooded lantern struck also, you see them also turn immediately towards your guys' direction, looking at Kayvale and his lantern. Roll initiative.
Okie dokie. Uh, 16 plus 4, so 20.
All right.
8.
12.
All right. I've got the order. So, Kayvale, you rolled the 20, right?
That is correct.
You have the first action.
All right, there's two spiders up ahead, correct?
Yes, two very large spiders.
I'm going to go ahead and launch an arrow. I'm back a ways. I'm currently behind Vicky and Adric, correct?
Yes.
All right, 'cause if I wasn't, I was going to move behind Vicky and Adric and then fire. So I'll go ahead and launch an arrow out. It's a 7 plus, I should have this memorized by now, plus 6.
Yeah, okay, 7 plus 6?
Yep.
That is not enough. The arrow gets close.
That is 13, sir.
Yep, that is not enough. You fire your arrow, and these are spiders, so they have that carapace, and you see it kind of like glance and skitter off to the side.
So can I roll away? As my bonus action there, I'm going to roll away from my light since obviously I dropped it when I launched an arrow without even setting it down first. we'll go ahead and roll away from that.
Okay.
Kind of into the darkness a little bit. See about doing a hide as my bonus.
All right. Go ahead and I can see that. There's a lot of people in a small tunnel. Let's see if you can get a good hide going.
7 again. I need to get my other dice from under the desk that it dropped.
I mean, it's a pretty straight tunnel. I don't think you're fooling even a spider.
All right, I got 7 plus 3, so that's 10.
Yeah. All right, the one of the spiders, actually the one that you fired at, is going to charge first, and I believe Vicky is in front, right? It's a pretty small tunnel, and they're big spiders. It's going to be kind of hard to get around. You see him kind of, as he charges at you, go up to the side of the tunnel, and then go up to the ceiling of the tunnel. And it gets kind of right above you, kind of in your face. And its big ol' mandibles come down and try to pinch you with a bite. You, however, the fierce warrior that you are not taken by surprise. And you manage to duck down, being that you're a dwarf, you're able to get even that much lower, and evade the bite. Vicky, your turn.
All right, I'm going to use my duck as kind of a pivot to jump up and slice it across the mandibles.
Okay.
Aw, 11.
Aw, sad panda.
That's not a hit?
Well, I know, because 13 wasn't a hit for K-Belt.
You're going to make another attack, though, because you are a vampire.
Oh, yeah, duh. Sorry. 9 plus 16.
That one is a hit. So I think it kind of got you off balance a little at first, so your first attack just kind of went wide. Okay. But you're centered now.
And so just 1d6 for this one, right? Because yeah. That's the one that hit. So 3 plus 4, so 7.
All right. You see, you slice up, and this is with your special weapon, right? Like you have the pin in one hand, don't you?
No, I remember I took the pin and I threw it at the web.
I'm sorry, you're correct. So you slashed out with your modified weapon, and you see one of its mandibles just kind of get severed into and kind of go like hanging. And it kind of, you hear kind of a weird, unnatural kind of squeal sound from it, a hiss almost.
Interesting.
Adric.
I want to hiss back at it.
Adric.
So I was going to use, I know spiders have multiple eyes, Adric's going to use a guiding bolt aiming at its face because it does say a flash of light.
All right. So.
And this way, it'll make it easier for whoever hits him next.
All right. Let's guiding boulder up.
Okay. Ooh, 14.
That is a hit.
Oh. Okay, so we know what that thing does. So he's going to take 4d6 radiant damage. He takes 21 damage.
All right. So the guiding bolt just... This is a creature of darkness. It lives in these super dark caves. And yes, it has a lot of eyes, but it's not super adept at using them anymore. And this just, oh, it hurt. And as this guiding bolt just kind of hit it and just right in the eyes, you see it kind of let go of the ceiling, fall onto its back, its legs curled up, and it dies in front of you.
I'm going to hiss at it.
Fun fact for in real life, just because a spider curls up does not mean it's dead. Just for real life. So make sure you squish them. They're evil.
Cody wouldn't know. He's as scared of spiders as Shades is.
I am. I'm basing it off of experience.
So I am too, and I still kill them. I just take a heavy object and may damage the house.
Cody can't. Cody lays a little glass over them until I get home, and then I go and kill it.
So the other spider... kind of seeing what happened. I mean, they're not smart per se. They're not intelligent beasts, but they, they know survival. You actually see it dart forward, but not far enough to get to Vicky. And you see it latch on to the other dead spider and start to just drag it backwards for its action. It's going to roll back to K-Velt. What are you doing as you see this thing dart actually fairly quickly receding from your sight?
How far away is it?
I mean, it's down a straight tunnel. As it's getting away, what's its speed here? And it's going to be encumbered. It's probably only like 20 feet from Vicky at the moment.
I'm gonna go after it with my dagger this time.
Oh, you feeling?
Kayfield grew some balls.
Yeah, that's very out of character of you.
He's got a thing about spiders dragging things off. It makes him uncomfortable.
All right.
Things make him uncomfortable. He wants to kill them.
I would say that unless you use your bonus action.
Draw his dagger and kind of do a slide forward and try to stab it up from underneath.
All right. So I'm going to say unless you use your bonus action to dash, you're not going to be able to quite make it there simply because the people in front of you are kind of making a difficult terrain. Like, you've got to get around your friends to even make it to the front.
Well, how about
I'm pretty acrobatic. Why don't I just kind of do like a jump over and slide in?
I was going to say, can tell me if I can do this. Can Vicky see him and get like whoa, K-Val's doing something, and I kind of crunch down for him to jump off my back?
This is pretty in the moment. If you guys kind of...
I mean, I'm a fighter. Don't I have those kind of instincts?
I'll let Kayveld use his bonus action to do acrobatics, is what I was going to say.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and do that. We'll use my bonus action to do acrobatics and go for a flying jump and slide, baseball slide in.
All right. I don't believe it would be expecting this, so go ahead and take advantage.
All right. Oh, good thing I got advantage. 7? What the fuck is going on with these dice? The first one was a 4, though. So 7 plus 9 is still a 16.
That's a hit.
All right. And he's the only guy there, so I use my stealth on that one, my sneak attack?
Your sneak attack, yes.
That's 3d6 for that, and then...
A d4 for your dagger.
And 1d6 plus 4, yeah?
That's a d4 for your dagger, right? You said you were charging with the dagger.
It's my ornate silver dagger.
Yep, this d4 plus 1.
All right. That's 3 for that, and then 3d6 for the sneak. 6, 11, 12, 13, plus 3, 16, plus the 4, 20.
So as you are under it at this point, and you kind of slid it up into kind of the weak part of its abdomen that it wasn't expecting, you got it close enough anyway that it just... It lets out this blood-curdling hiss streak thing as well. And as your dagger's stuck up in it, it's just like opens up and just gushes this ichor all over you, sliding under it.
Can I continue my slide to get out from underneath it before it starts collapsing?
No, nope, you already used your bonus action to get acrobatics to get there.
Aw, it's Izui.
You also slid up, you know, a sewer, so...
But hey, did it look cool at least? Adric, did it look cool?
It looked very cool indeed. Now let's get this thing off of you.
You hear shades from the background. He goes, that looked awesome, Kayveld. That was just amazing.
I'm going to stand up and do a full-on Captain Morgan pose while covered in this ichor and kind of fluff out the feather that's on my hat.
Kayveld, that was fucking sweet. I'm so inspired.
Vicky's just got this like shit eating grin on her face. Like, you did it.
Yes, I did it. It was me.
Frozen again. Fucking internet.